Good evening, Vashon, and welcome to the voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. As tonight, the early game is the Pirate ladies taking on the ladies from Charles Wright. We're about to have the tip-off. I'm John Yates, and along with Sandy Tillman, we'll be bringing you all the action. So welcome, Sandy.
Hey, thanks, John. Yeah. Good to be here.
Good to have you back after a few years of...
7 years.
7 years.
Oh!
And right off the bat, Emily Harrington, the Pirate point guard, just a freshman, hits a three-pointer from out on the wing. Nice
shot.
What a
way to start the game.
That's right. So the Pirate ladies are, I think, about 5-1 or 5-2 this season.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
I think they have more wins this year than they've had the last 2 years combined.
Yeah.
So they're doing great things.
Zelda Porter has a good young team that she's been working hard on.
Yes.
And early on there, Pirates steal the ball. Emily Harrington sets up the offense here. And over to Lauren Calhoun in the near side wing, going inside to Liv Ormseth.
Ormseth got pushed on Charles Wright.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Failed Liv out there. But the Pirates will inbound. Emily Harrington will do the honors. Ivy Stasek, Liv Ormseth, Lauren Calhoun, and Madeline Yeomans are on the floor for the Pirates. They're the starters. For Charles Wright, we have Ada Lowen-Thomas, Leonie Rabich, Aiden Hosier, Peyton Sand, and Sarah Afrasiabi.
And Harrington. One substitute.
Yeah, one substitute. Yeah, Charles Wright with the ball team. And Madeline Yeomans hits another three.
Here we go.
Top of the arc. Pirates lead 6-0. With 1 minute gone in the game.
Just keep doing that.
Yeah, that's good. Hot shooting. Good start for Vashon. Terriers working with the ball there. And now...
another turnover.
Yeah. Another turnover by the Terriers. Got to learn the Terrier name so that we can call them out. Harrington with the ball. Going to give it off to Calhoun. Near side wing to Yeoman. Now Pirates is moving the ball around the arc. Lauren the Calhoun takes a three of her own and hits it. 9-0 Pirates. 3-for-3 on the shooting. Holy cow.
Timeout coming.
Yeah, quickly a timeout by Coach Charles Wright. And going to try and, I guess, reestablish the defense.
Yeah, she's been doing it for several years. And I've always admired her coaching style. So I'm sure she's going to fix this really fast.
Yeah, that's Coach Kate Rue for Charles Wright. Yeah. I even recognize her, so she's going back quite a ways, I think.
Yeah, I think she's 8-9 years. Well, hopefully Basham comes out of this timeout still hot.
Yeah, no kid. 3-for-3 shooting, all from three-point range, and nothing but net on all of them.
Who needs an inside game when you got
shooting like that? Well, the Pirates won the other night against Klahowia on a last-second three shot by Ivy Stasek. It was a really exciting game. The Pirates led for most of the game, and Klahowia came back, took the lead, and then with a few minutes left, Stasek hit a three, and the Pirates held on to win. So.
I heard it was terribly exciting.
It was. So Terriers working with the ball after the timeout, inside to Peyton Sand. Sand going to give it off to Aiden Hosier. Another steal by the Pirates. Oh, and Liv Ormseth had the ball, but she stepped on the sideline as she was trying to head up the floor.
What's the upperclassmen situation for the Terriers, John?
They have...
they look awfully young out there.
They have two seniors, Hosier and Afrasiabi.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise freshmen, sophomores, a couple juniors.
Just a little inexperienced.
Yep. So now ball comes loose again, picked up by Yeoman for Vashon. Going to give it off to Lauren Calhoun. Calhoun into front court. Now quickly opens to Emily Harrington inside to Ormseth. And nice... bounce past the Ormseth, and Liv takes one step to the basket and scores easily.
Nice feed in the post.
Nice, very nice feed.
So the Terriers have had 4 possessions and 4 turnovers now. So we'll see what they can do here.
Yeah. As this is Ada Lowen-Thomas with the ball. Going to give it over to Hosier. Now scored by Ormseth. Ormseth took it up the floor all by herself and able to lay it in easily. So Liv Ormseth with a steal and going coast to coast.
What an addition it is to have her back.
Yeah. Yeah, she is a good athlete.
You know, she made a big impact her freshman year. Didn't play her sophomore year, but is back now and really been a benefit to the team.
Yeah. And now, Lowen-Thomas able to get inside and score for the Terriers as she was in the short corner. Took a dribble, one step through the Pirate defense and scored. Yeoman taking a three ball and hits it. Madeline Yeoman with another three. 16-2. Pirates with only 3 minutes gone in the game.
I think the Terriers are going to have to change that defense out.
Yeah. And now down low to Lowen Thomas, and Thomas goes up. She's going to get fouled. I think that's going to go against Lauren Calhoun for the Pirates. Yeah. Thomas may be just a sophomore. Might be one of their best athletes. And she was set up down in the short corner and kind of a long pass into her. She was able to come out of it.
Yeah.
Lowen Thomas misses her first of her two free throws. Pirates leading 16-2 with 3.5 minutes gone in the first quarter. So hot shooting by the Pirates,
yeah,
though.
They've come out and definitely made a statement.
Yeah, I think they're shooting 100% from the floor so far.
anytime
you get it, take 50%.
That was the game plan. Zelda said, we're going to just go out and we're going to shoot 100%.
Yeah, that's right. I guarantee it. So Lowen Thomas missed both her free throws, but a lane violation against the Pirates puts her back on the line. She hits that one, giving Terrier 3 points now. Pirates are going to inbound. Emily Harrington, freshman point guard, brings it in front court, setting up the offense. Over to Calhoun, down low to Zoe Nowicki. Nowicki inside to Ivy Stasek. Stasek in the game has a nice post move to the basket, but it not able to get it up off the glass and rebounded by Charles Wright on the backside. Now another steal by the Pirates. This is, well, I'm looking at my program. Cecilia Gunther for the Pirates, number three, had the steal.
I'm still learning names.
Yeah, I know. And I've seen Cecilia play a number of times now, but it just wasn't coming to me. So Hosier with the ball now, going to give it off to Lowen Thomas. Thomas tries to dribble down low, but cut off by Lauren Calhoun. Back out top as the Terriers are just working around the arc, trying to find someone at the high post. The ball comes loose, pick up by Gunther.
They're too hesitant with their passes.
Yeah.
They're too slow and hesitant.
Yeah. And they're a little bit too close together, too, which
they
allows
are.
The defense to
yeah.
just kind of collapse on everything.
Yeah, Bashman's been sitting back in that zone and not letting them really have anything. The passing's not crisp.
Right.
It's not heading around the horn fast enough.
Yep. So, with that, Lauren Calhoun took a shot from three-point line, but missed the shot. So
ball went cold.
Out. Yeah, they've gone cold now because they missed a few shots in a row. I think their shooting percentage is down to 90. So now ball comes loose again, and Cecilia Gunther had it but loses the handle, goes out of bounds. It went off one of the Terriers, so the Pirates will get the possession. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Pirates up 16-3. You're hearing all the action, everybody, on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH. 101.9 on the FM dial and worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for supporting Vashon Sports.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a great job, Voice of Vashon does. Now, ball inside to Stasek. Stasek had an opening there, but doesn't take it. Can give it off to Gunther. Cecilia Gunther, two dribbles to the hoop and is able to lay it in.
Nice dribble.
Yep.
Underhand touch.
Yeah.
Finger roll.
So 18-3 now, Pirates. And Lowen Thomas with the ball, going to give it over to Sands. Sands looking back inside for Thomas, but overthrows her and out of bounds, so the Pirates will get the possession.
Terriers do not seem to handle the man pressure. They don't like somebody right there on them.
Yeah.
They're very hesitant with their passes. There's not a lot of ball fake.
Right, yeah. And we have talked about that over and over. When you're playing a team that may have superior athletes, a little bit more quickness, a little bit more speed, you have to use those ball fakes because they'll overplay.
Yeah.
And they'll want to steal it every time.
Mm-hmm.
One ball fake, and they go by, yeah. and then you have an opening.
Yep. Or you got to fake a pass to make a pass.
That's right. There you go. So,
which team called the timeout, John? I didn't.
You know what? I did not see either which one did. Yeah. I didn't notice the official come up and must have, and up to the scoring table,
yeah,
and say which team
report.
Had it. Yeah. So Pirates will get the possession when play resumes, up 18-3. Calhoun, Harrington, Stasek, Gunther, and Nowicki on the floor for the Pirates.
Okay, so the Terriers have changed to a man defense now.
Okay. and got Stasek at the high post for Vashon. Downloaded Nowicki in the corner, looking for Stasek, but nothing there, so she gives it off to Gunther. Gunther goes inside, stolen by the Terriers, but taken right back by the Pirates as Emily Harrington picks up a loose ball. Now Gunther working with for the Pirates. Back to Harrington. Harrington with a little ball fake, but nothing doing on the Terriers' part. Stasek, with a nice post move, goes in, has a nice lay, and misses. Nowicki, though, gets the rebound on the backside, able to put it up and in for the Pirates.
Second effort, picking up the guard.
Yeah. But Ivy Stasek with a nice move at the high post and just couldn't complete it, but good to see. Just getting there. Stands with the ball now for the Terriers. Akrasabi down low to Lowen Thomas. Thomas has all 3 points for the Terriers. Now she passes out, and Cecilia Gunther steals it. She goes up and lays it in. Misses Stasek on the backside rebound, though, and Ivy puts it back in, just cleaning up the move by Cecilia Gunther. Gunther with a lot of speed going into the hoop. Just, you know, sometimes you get going too fast, and you can't control that ball going up.
Get too excited.
Yeah. 22-3 now. Pirates with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter, and Lowen Thomas with a nice high post move to the basket, dribbles in and scores for the Terriers. 22-5 now, Vashon up. Gunther with the ball for Vashon inside the Stasek. Stasek with a fast pass. Oh, backside for Harrington.
That was
wide
a good
open.
Idea.
Yep.
Not executed well, but it was a good idea.
Yeah. Emily Harrington was all alone on the backside of the hoop for the Pirates. And Stasek just threw a little bit past too wide and went out of bounds.
Find it, though.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yep, that's right. So Terriers get the ball back. Lowen Thomas is going to walk the ball up the floor in front court now.
Yeah, we're under a minute now.
Yep, defense comes out to meet her. Stella Nakos into the game for Vashon, along with Elena Mothershed Cronin. I think we're going to have to call her EMC because that's
a
mouthful.
A
that is a that's a mouthful.
Russ Brazil on the PA. It's nice to have Russ back in the gym.
Yeah, it is. So now got Lowen Thomas taking free throws for the Terriers. After she was fouled, gets two shots at the line. Under a minute to play, and 22-5 Pirates. Lowen Thomas lines up her second shot and buries that one. So, again, Thomas with all 6 Terrier points.
Yeah, she seems to be the one playing out there with confidence.
Yeah.
And the other ones are relying too much on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now Emily Harrington just blows by everybody and goes right down the seam of the key and lays it in with nobody on her.
That was a red carpet.
That was. Yeah, no kidding. Now Sands with the ball looking for Lowen Thomas. Goes inside, ball knocked away by the Pirates out of bounds, but that seems to be their play.
Just get it to her.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all looking at her, and then Vashon is seeing that, and that's why they're able to tip so many balls, steal these balls, because they know the Terriers are trying for her every time.
Yep. And now ball inbounded to Thomas. Over to Aiden Hosier. And Hosier throws it away. Gunther with the ball for the Pirates up to Emily Harrington. Harrington with the ball fake inside. Ooh, a cutting Zoe Nowicki just kind of had the ball go right by her. I don't even know if she saw it.
I don't think she's
expecting
it. Terriers
pick it up. And now we have Thomas taking three, misses it.
3-2-1. She's got to shoot it.
Yeah. The time runs out in the first quarter. The Vashon Pirates are up 24-6 on the Charles Wright Terriers.
Close the door.
Yeah. Wow. It's, and you just wonder how out of control can games like this get.
Yeah. Well, what's nice, though, is that the coaches, Vashon coaches, are going to be able to play a lot of people tonight.
Yeah. And Zelda's already got in a number of her.
Right. Yeah.
Deep in our bench.
That you can start giving some experience to these younger kids.
Right. And that's always a good thing.
Whereas the Terriers have lots of playing time with their 6.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, yeah.
No parents on that coach's case in the playing time.
Yeah, it looks like they have maybe a couple of injuries on the team.
It does appear so.
Yeah, as a couple of the girls are in street clothes, but with the team in the huddle.
Now, where is Vashon in the standings?
As far as in the Smalley League goes? You know what? I don't know. I know they lost to Annie Wright.
Okay. Always the dominant.
Yeah.
Perennials.
Yeah, and they but they've beaten, I believe, all the other Nisqually League teams.
Okay.
So they might be 4-1, 3-1. I'm not sure what happened at Seattle Christian the other night. I meant to look that up, and I didn't. Wasn't able to get there.
Well, as I told Kelly and Zelda how proud I am of what they've done with this program and getting it out of the cellar. So
yeah,
it's nice to see Vashon on top again.
Yep, and they have a very young team, too. So they've got a lot of hope for the future here.
Yeah, a lot to grow with.
Yep. Now, Pirates back on defense as play resumes in the second quarter. Perrier's working with the ball, moving it around the arc, over to Sands. Down low to Hosier. Thomas is not in the game. Now stolen by Stella Nakos for the Pirates. Stella with the ball, going to give it over to Cecilia Gunther. Gunther now down the key, going to jump off the glass and lay it in. Cecilia Gunther with a nice move in traffic.
She likes to go right down the middle, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Boy, good for her. And she's just able to get that up and over everybody. It's 26-6 now. The Pirates up by 20 with a minute gone in the second quarter. Lowell Thomas with the ball, giving it over to Ravitch. Ravitch with it back to Thomas. Down low to Afra Siabi. I'm not sure if I've got that name right, but I'm trying.
We'll go with it.
I'm trying. And now Ravitch over to Sands. And Carrier's just moving around the arc. 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and we're going to have a shot clock violation as Thomas was too late on a long three-point shot.
I'm beginning to wonder if these girls that are not dressed out are starters.
That very well could be.
This level out here is not what I've seen of the Terriers in the past.
No. And now we have Nia Hart into the game for the Pirates. Pirates with, I think, is that Gunther again, kind of taking a floating 8-footer there off the glass?
Number 5.
Oh, okay, so Nia Hart.
Yeah.
So
gets off the bench and comes right in.
Yeah, right. So the Pirates with three freshmen in the game. And Zoe Nowicki is a junior, and Elena Mothershed Cronin is a sophomore. So, again, that young team, three freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior.
Yeah, lots to build on.
Yep, Ravish trying to get it inside to Afra Siabi, but taken away by Mothershed. Over to Nia Hart. Nia Hart gets bugged by one of the Terriers, so this is a foul on the floor.
He's looking like, what did I do?
Yeah.
He wrapped around. Around her neck.
She'll take the ball out of bounds. Oh, but she's got to wait for the referee. Now they said you can play. So Gunther with the ball up the floor to Nia Hart. Nia Hart here on the wing with the ball. Going to give it off to Nakos. Nakos dribbles around the top of the arc and inside to Gunther. Inside high post to Mothershed. And Elena goes in with one dribble and at the hoop off the glass and scores. So,
yeah, at the beginning of the game, Pirates was all from the outside now.
They're
driving down the middle.
Yeah.
Two-footers right now.
28-6 now, Pirates. And now down to Lowell Thomas. Thomas to the hoop, up off the glass, and we're going to get another foul against the Pirates as Thomas went to the hoop. So she's going to the line for two. And that goes against Mothershed Cronin, EMC.
EMC.
So, I'm just going to make it easy.
Yeah, go with that,
Thomas's first shot is off the back of the iron. So... And now get another Pirate sub into the game. Oh, she, number 15, is not on my list of players or Vashon.
No.
So Lowell Thomas takes her second free throw, missed that one, rims off, picked up by Gunther. Gunther bringing it up the floor, getting a little stop and let the defense go by her. She gets it into front court, over to Nia Hart. Hart back to Nakos. Nakos long pass over to Gunther. Gunther working with the ball against Lowell Thomas. She goes to the hoop and up off the glass. And Cecilia Gunther with a floating 8-footer hits another one.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Terriers need to figure this out.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah, right. Now, Ravitch with the ball inside Lowell Thomas. Thomas with Nakos right on her, but Thomas is able to get to the hoop on one dribble.
Group.
Yes, shoots it up and under. Nakos has that outstretched arm.
Old school scoop.
Yeah. So Thomas with all 8 of the Terrier points. And now shot by the nameless Pirate that we don't have on the roster.
The Pirate Ghost.
So the Pirate Ghost. And we got Thomas with the rebound. Now stolen by Gunther. Gunther, Cecilia up the floor, quickly over to Knuckles. Knuckles to the hoop by Ravitch, up off the glass. Rims off, rebound by Ravitch, and quickly up to Lowell Thomas.
Nice
Thomas.
Way to pass the ball up the court, share the ball.
Yeah.
Sharing. It's not all just one tonight.
Right. And now we got Thomas going to the hoop for the Terriers, and as she runs a floating five-footer in there, she gets fouled, ball rims off, and she's going to the line for two again. So Thomas is...
Oh, they're calling a non-shooting foul on that.
Oh,
that seems kind of odd.
Yeah, that does seem kind of odd.
Yeah. What did he call?
He called a foul on the floor against one of the Terriers.
But he didn't report the foul.
You know what? I'm not sure there, Sandy.
And the coach, she's confused too. He just explained it to her, and she's looking at her team as if, what?
Yeah.
If he called a foul, he didn't report it to the bench.
Yeah. And now Gunther with another floating running shot that goes in. 32-8 Pirates. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And now we get a full timeout taken by the Terrier coach.
So, John, what is a Terrier? I know their mascot, it's not a dog.
Not a dog. Apparently, it is, I believe, a railroad worker. Like,
Irish railroad
worker.
Okay.
Yeah, because their mascot has always been this guy with sort of a bowler on and a sledgehammer over his shoulder.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe that's what it is.
32-8.
Yeah, with 2.5 quarters to go in the game.
I think we're going to hit the mercy rule tonight.
Yeah, we might. What is the mercy rule?
40.
It is 40 points. Okay. So we're 24 differential right now. And Pirates are going to get the ball coming out of the timeout. We have 26 seconds on the shot clock. Or do I have that right? Or the Terriers will have the ball.
Yes, Terriers.
Yeah, Terriers have the ball. They called the timeout in their possession.
Dashaun might need to get to the point where they're purposely making more passes just to work on things.
Yeah, work on, right. Yeah, because they will run into some teams with some very good defenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Ravitch with the ball for the Terriers. Change their pivot foot, not called. On the pass, though, Philly Gunther quickly steals it. And she easily goes up the floor and another layup. I want to know how many points Cecilia has.
Yeah, I'm interested too. We're going to find that out at halftime.
Yeah. So now another steal by the Pirates. Gunther gets the ball. She's going to come up and set up the Pirate defense, their offense. Check that. Nia Hart with the ball. And Nia goes in, and as she goes to the hoop, a reach in by Afra Siabi, but. I guess she just knocked the ball away, out of bounds, stays with the Pirates.
Fun seeing Nia out there. She looks a lot like her mom playing.
Yeah, yes.
Her mom played for me.
Oh, did her mom play for you?
Oh, yeah.
And now we have Gracie Beggs Rugarmer into the game for the Pirates. And Gracie didn't quite save it, that was Nako's three-pointer from out high, but misses everything, out of bounds. And
what's he calling?
There's another whistle. Maybe the referees are trying to work out some things, too.
Not a lot of communication with the bench, though.
Yeah.
Talking to the score table. Mike.
Yeah, just telling what's going on. Well, they're going to, I guess, take it out of bounds again, and we're going to get full backcourt pressure. No. I think I'm even confused now.
Yeah. He just called an offensive foul here.
Yeah. That was on EMC, Mothershed Cronin, and so that ball goes over to the Terriers.
Well, kind of an odd sequence.
Yeah. We've had a stretch of, 30 seconds to a minute here where we're really not sure what happens. The whistles keep blowing, and the ball changes hand, but no play is continuing. And now, get a block. By the nameless Pirate, number 15, Pirates quickly up the floor with it over to Nia Hart. Hart takes a three-pointer, misses. Knockles gets the rebound on the backside, though, with the ball inside to Elena Mothershed Cronin. And Elena takes a shot and misses, rebounded by Offensive Abbey for the Terriers. and giving it off to Lowen Thomas. And Thomas now, she goes to the hoop. We're going to have a foul on the floor going against. That is on Gracie Begg-Rugamer. So
I think she took the brunt of that.
Yeah, I think she did too. And we'll get Rabbits inbounding for the Terrier. Ball comes in to Apostiabi. Apostiabi right there with an open shot. Doesn't take it.
She's not looking to shoot at all.
Yeah, she's right under the hoop. And now Lowen Thomas takes a three from out on the wing. This is Nia Hart on the rebound for the Pirates. And, over to Naka to Gracie Rugamer. And now we're going to get Nakos taking three and banks it in. Oh, it's just a long two. I think it was on the line.
I think so.
So 36-8 Pirates. That's 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Lowen Thomas into front court with the ball. Going to give it off to Rabbit. Now gets the ball right back from Rabbit. She goes to the hoop and able to score. As Pirate defense. Broke down.
They're just putting her down the post now, looking for her.
Yeah. Well, Coach Porter has the depth of her bench in right now. And Nia Hart takes a shot, misses, gets her own rebound, and resets the Pirate offense. Now the Pirates lose the handle on the ball. It goes out of bounds, and they just go over to the Terriers.
The Terriers look a little frustrated out there.
Yeah.
But their coach is still coaching. She's been up, encouraging them.
Yeah.
She's not going to let them give up.
Nope. Well, she's had some good teams in the past, high school basketball, it's up and down with with the talent level for sure. So Lowen Thomas working with the ball now, going to give it off to Rabbit. She gets it right back on their play, and Thomas tries to get the baseline going to the hoop, and there's a foul on the floor going against Gracie Begg-Rugamer. That's Gracie's second foul.
Back on six.
Wait. They called the foul on Vashon. Yeah, I think the referees were confused.
The referees are struggling out there. They just gave it to the wrong team.
They gave it to the wrong team.
I thought it was us, John, but it's not us.
I know. Typically it is, I think. Where am I? What am I doing?
Oh, there we go.
On the inbound play, got a cutting Apostiabi right down the middle of the lane. Undefended, and Radish just throws her the pass in. Able to score easily. Now we got Knockles going to the hoop. Oh, leaves a little bit short. Comes off on the floor. The ball is in. We have about a Terrier and two Pirates wrestling for possession. Now we're going to get the ball going over to the Pirates as they have the possession arrow on a jump ball.
Bashan just continues to drive to the hoop right down the middle.
Yeah. Why not?
And until the Terriers put a body in front of them take a hit.
Yeah, right. Stella Knockles will inbound to Nia Hart. Hart takes a shot from the corner, misses. Rebound on the backside by Rugamer. Now back over to Hart. Hart's going to take another shot, and rims off the glass. Kicks off. Vashon had a chance to get the ball, but taps it lightly, and it goes out of bounds and over to the Terriers. So Terriers will inbound. Lowen Thomas right back to Rabbit. Rabbit's just going to bring it into front court. They set up the kind of the one offensive play they have. And that is get the ball to Thomas.
Yeah, find Thomas.
Now, you got Begg-Rugamer stealing the ball for the Pirates. Going to give it off to Nia Hart. Hart's going to get it into front court. And long pass down to Zoe Nowicki, who's in the game now. Back out to Knockos. Knockos rotating around the arc of the Pirates. Just kind of playing some catch, trying to find an open seam before shooting. Now we're going to get Knockos taking a shot from 15 feet out. Misses. Pirates on the rebound. Knockos with another shot from three and banks it in.
But did she call bank on that?
Yeah. Got to call bank when you're sprayed out from the hoop, right? But that makes it with under 10 seconds to go. 39-12 now, Pirates. Now got Terriers taking a shot, missing. Rabbit. Apostiabi on the rebound. She goes to the hoop, and as time runs out, she doesn't get a shot off. So as we go into halftime, Pirates are leading 39-12, 27-point differential, Sandy.
Yeah. I don't think
the
Terriers have it within them to come back in this game, but they can regroup, they can reorganize, and be a little more competitive, I'm sure.
Right. Well, and Coach Porter really only played her starters the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, she started pulling out all the all the subs were going in, stuff like that.
Yeah, she's getting all the kids playing time tonight.
Yeah, yeah, which is good. And so, as we have about 9 minutes before the start of the second half, in a situation like this where the Pirates are up 27 points, generally we talk about what adjustments the Pirates make, but I don't think they really need to. So what adjustments does Charles Wright make?
You know, it's going to come down to just being more aggressive. They're letting Vachon go wherever Vachon wants to go.
Yeah.
And until they put bodies on bodies and be a little more physical out there, Vachon's going to continue to just dominate.
Yeah.
And the Terriers are going to have to do more than just look for Thomas.
Yeah.
Whether she's in the post or she's bringing the ball down, everybody, as soon as they get the ball, they're looking right for her. The Pirates see that, so they're stepping in the lanes. They're stealing the balls just about every time down. And so somebody else on the Terriers is just going to have to step up and shoot.
Yeah, right. So with that, folks, I think that we are going to take a quick break. We want to thank you for listening to the Voice of Vachon and Pirate Basketball. Voice of Vachon does a great job of bringing you all Pirate sports. And thanks to Robert Stokes, who's back in the control booth getting us on the air, and to Dan Schuler, who's been with us for years, keeping us on the air. So thank you to those folks and all of the people at the Voice of Vachon for bringing you live Pirate sports. And with that, we will be back in about 8 minutes.
Go Pirates.
Go Pirates. And welcome back to the Voice of Vachon, everybody, as the Lady Pirates are about to start the second half of their game against the Charles Wright Terriers, up 39-12. I'm John Yates, along with Sandy Tillman. We'll be bringing you the rest of the way for the game tonight. Pirates are going to inbound, and immediately...
They gave it to the wrong team again.
Yeah, Pirates inbounded, but no, you should have gone to Charles Wright, so that's a little bit of an oddity there.
You know, these referees don't get it together by the boys, and he's going to chew them up.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. Second half, just in the way, Lowen Thomas with the ball going to go all the way. Who's blocked by Ivy Stasek? Because Pirate starters are back in the game now. That's Harrington, Calhoun, Stasek, Ormseth, and Madeline Yeomans. Yeomans misses her first shot of the night after hitting a couple of big threes to start off the game.
Thought they were going for those threes again to get started off.
Yeah, yeah. And now Ravitch with the ball over to Lowen Thomas. Lowen Thomas almost drags her pivot, but doesn't. Hits a three. Oh, a long two. Oh, one referee said three, and I thought the other one said long two, but not sure.
But they have 15 points.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. They did give them the 3 points. Now, Madeline Yeomans with the ball and going to give it off to Calhoun. Calhoun's shot falls short, and so that went out of bounds and going to go back to the Terriers. And I think the Pirates maybe, do they have to be careful of letting down a little bit? It was such a big lead. They kind of start getting a little sloppy themselves.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sometimes you play down to the level of your opponent in a situation like this.
Yep. So, Ravitch with the pass down low to Lowen Thomas. Thomas trying to go high post for Siabi. The ball comes loose. It's on the floor, picked up by Ravitch for the Terriers, and she's going to give it right back to Lowen Thomas. Now inside to Apresiabi, but stolen by Emily Harrington for the Pirates. Harrington bringing the ball into front court, going to get it off to Yeomans. Yeomans is going to take a three, misses that one. Ball rebounded by Stasek for the Pirates, and gives it off to Yeomans. Right back to Stasek, inside down low to Liv Ormseth, who backs down her opponent with a little spin move, hooks it off the glass, and scores. Nice move by Liv Ormseth.
Very powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
an athlete.
Yeah.
And now we have Lowen Thomas with the ball, going to give it off to Ravitch. Lowen Thomas gets it back, tries to dribble down low. It's nothing there. Back to offer Siabi. Pirates look like they're in a man defense, I guess. And offer Siabi trying to get a little bit of space between her and Ormseth. Liv not giving anything up. Ball comes loose finally on the floor. And Liv and two Terriers are fighting for it now. Possession over to the Pirates.
I like how she's turned to look to shoot. She didn't look for Thomas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Cool. Somebody else is going to start having this shoot here.
Yeah, yeah, Thomas has most of the 15 Terrier points. I think that possibly a few are with some of the other players. And now the Pirates throw the ball out of bounds, saved by Yeomans, picked up by Calhoun, three-point shot by Harrington, rebound, Ormseth. Now Ormseth all misses, picked up on the rebound by the Terriers off of Siabi. Now, Lowen Thomas with the ball in the front court, going to give it off to Ravitch. Ravitch, not a three-point shooter, had an open shot, doesn't take it. So now down low to offer Siabi in the short corner. Back out, Terriers back out Highway. They're going to work it around the arc. Back to Ravitch. And Sands with the ball now.
Down to 5 seconds. So yeah.
And Lowen Thomas with a shot, kind of partially blocked, picked up by Yeomans over to Harrington. Harrington in the front court, going to go down low to Stasek, who has an open three. She's going to take it from the corner. Rims off and picked up by the Terriers on the backside.
Pirates do not look as crisp as they did at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, yeah, no, they don't. And not as aggressive either.
Yeah.
As they've taken a few threes, but maybe they'll start taking it to the hoop now instead of the outside shots that don't seem to be falling like they were in the beginning. Now, Opusiabi working against Ormstead. Liv not giving any ground. The ball comes loose, and I think we're going to get a foul against Opusiabi. Calhoun picked it up for the Pirates, but Opusiabi reached in and grabbed her, and that is the call. So,
I like to see that foul, though, because the Terriers have been so passive tonight.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a little fire in them.
Yep, there you go. So with 4:32 to go in the third quarter, Pirates up 41-15, 26-point differential. Pirates will inbound the ball. Gunther into the game now for the Pirates. Harrington sitting down. Nacho's in also. Looks like Stasek has gone to the bench as well. Nachos and Gunther with the ball, passing back and forth off to Calhoun. Calhoun's going to take three, top of the arc, rims off, rebound by Nachos. He backs out, going to take three of her own, off the glass, misses, rebound by Nowicki.
She likes to shoot that three.
Yeah,
she
does.
The rebound and dribbles backwards out to the three-point line.
Why not?
Yeah.
So that was Stella Nachos. Just trying to give herself a little bit more separation from the defense and taking a good shot. Now, Ravitch with the ball for the Terriers, down to Lowen Thomas, out to Sands, and Sands is going to pick up the ball in the backcourt, and they're going to get an over and back as none of the Pirates touched it.
Pirates really are overplaying on defense. Terriers seem to go to the right side every single time. The Pirates are already standing there.
Right.
They know where the ball's going.
Now, Calhoun with the ball off to Gunther. Gunther takes a shot from 15 feet out, misses. Picked up by... That was off for Siabi for it. Up to Ravitch. Ravitch is going to set up the offense, give it off to Lowen Thomas. Thomas looking for a seam. Nothing there. Pirates knocked away by Ormstead. Picked up by Calhoun. Quickly over to Nacho. Nacho's going to dribble up the floor. Almost travels, but gets it over to Nowicki before she does. The Pirates moving around the arc, and Calhoun gets an open three. She takes it, misses. Rebound looks like Ormstead for the Pirates as a couple people were knocking it away, and Liv comes up with it finally. Now Gunther trying to get the baseline, dribbles off her foot out of bounds. So with 3:11 to go in the third quarter, 41-15 still. Pirates up 26.
I'm out, Terriers. They're tired.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Coach, yeah.
Six players, they're hopping out there.
Yeah, up and down the floor. It gives them a little bit of a breather, and Pirates go to the sideline, too. So, looks like, the point differential has changed by one since halftime. Neither team is scoring too much.
No.
Yeah. So.
Neither team came out with some fire.
No, they that's right. They did not come out with any fire. But
that can change.
Yeah, it can change quickly. As the Pirates come out on the floor, we're going to have Gunther, Nacho's, Ormseth, Nowicki, and Calhoun on the floor for Vashon.
Yeah, looks like they're picking up man.
So Hosier will inbound. She does so to Lowen Thomas. And Thomas sets up the offense, going to give it off to Ravitch. And is she going to get it right back? No. Zoe Nowicki is going to steal it, gives it off to Lauren Calhoun. Calhoun's going to take it all the way down and lay it in easily. That was what the Pirates did all the first half. Finally,
I like how they push the pace.
Yeah.
They get a steal and they push it.
Yeah, a little bit of pickup. Now Lowen Thomas with the ball. And up to Ravitch, back to Lowen Thomas, and up high at the free throw line. Down low to That is Peyton Sand. Sand with the ball off to Lowen Thomas. Thomas is going to take a 10-footer, miss with rebound. Ormstead, the Liv's going
to
dribble out herself and quickly up the floor.
Yep,
going left and right. No, it's up and under Ravage. It doesn't finish, but...
I think she was fouled, but
yeah.
The ref is not going to call that.
Yeah, but she looked good in the process. That was a really nice dribble up the floor. She can use both left and right hand. And now Terrier's working with the ball low. Thomas, long pass across the board to Ravage. Gets the ball right back. She was cutting across the key and knocked out by Lauren Calhoun. So ball out of bounds. Terriers will get it on the sideline by their own bench. Yeah.
John, I have to comment on this crowd tonight.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming out.
A lot of people coming out. Yes. Big night.
Yes.
Pirate basketball.
A lot of support in the community tonight.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Good for the players to see all the people out here too.
Yeah.
It makes them, you know, feel good about, you know, being out here and playing. And, so Cecilia Gunther with another lay-in for the Pirates. 45-15, Pirates up 30 with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Thomas with the ball for the Terriers, going to give it off to Sand. That's Hosier. Hosier gets right back, thinks three, but nothing there. As Nakos was right, had a hand right in her face, and now. Ball comes loose, knocked away by the Pirates, out of bounds. Terriers will maintain possession with 13 seconds to go on the shot clock. Oh, we got a new shot clock.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure why there was not a shot taken, but we got it.
Well, we don't have our typical shot clock person here. Tonight,
yeah,
so
yeah. Sometimes it's a, yeah. It's a mixed bag, huh?
We're all trying tonight.
Yeah, right. B2, Pirates working with the ball now. Gunther with it. Going to dribble inside. Offer Siabi just grabs at Gunther. Oh, they're going to put Gunther on the line. I thought it might have been on the floor. It was a ways out from the hoop.
I thought it was a grab on the dribble, but
yeah.
We'll take the two here.
Yep, there you go. So, Cecilia Gunther on the line for two for the Pirates. First shot is up, and, oh, a couple bounces off the back iron, but comes out no good. So Cecilia will get a second shot. And we got Key Jacobson in for the Terriers as Opersiabi came out. So Cecilia misses both of her free throws. Terriers get the rebound. Now working with the ball in the front court. Lowen Thomas trying to get the baseline, but cut off by Gunther, and Nia Harden's back in the game. And now we're going to have another over and back on the Terriers as ball was thrown high over Hosier's head and into the backcourt. So Pirates will inbound by their own bench, running their inbound play. Nakos will inbound for the Pirates. Stella with it, going to give it off to Nia Hart, back to Gunther. Gunther's going to dribble into the key and kind of a running underhanded shot off the glass, rims off, misses, rebound Terriers, but stolen by Gunther. Now we got Nia Hart getting the pass from Gunther. One dribble drive to the hoop and scores off the glass.
There in the ball.
There you go. So as we wind down towards the end of the third quarter, the Pirates are up 32. Now, Lowen Thomas with the ball. Dribbles between the legs, dribbles back out. Nia Hart, though, right there denying her the baseline. But Lowen Thomas keeps trying to get it. Now we're going to have another over and back as Hosier just mishandled that ball, and it goes into the front court.
That's tough. They go to the right side every time, and they're trying to reverse the ball. But they're just not executing well and getting these over and back calls. But they're trying to do what the coach wants them to do.
And now we're going to have an inbound by Nakos into Nowicki. Over to Hart. Hart's going to take a long three. Rims off. Ball comes loose. And as time runs out, the Pirates will go to the bench, leading 47-15 at the end of the third quarter. Good night for the Pirates. And again, we're going to get Coach Porter's going to get deep into her bench.
Yeah. Fun night for them.
Yeah.
Big win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big crowd here tonight.
Yeah, right. And so Coach Porter looks like drawing up some plays that the now, Sandy, did Zelda Porter, did she play for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both Zelda and Kelly.
Okay, yeah. Kelly did. Kelly is older than Zelda.
No, Kelly's a year younger.
Oh, a year younger. Okay, okay. Both were very good players for the Pirates.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. We're on several state teams.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I remember them well.
Yeah.
And so now Zelda Porter back coaching, trying to get the Pirates back to state. You never know. Yeah, she's got a good young team. They're tough. And
you know, they get a couple of summer leagues under their belt.
Yeah, I was going to say skills building every day, and you like they continue to play. You know, when they can, if they're not playing other sports, and you could end up with a really nice group of basketball players.
They could find a tall exchange student or something that would help.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of height always helps. Pirates, you
something funky, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and now. Lady Pirates inbound after the end of the third quarter in the boards.
Good ball movement.
Yeah, Nia Harwood. Nako's going to the hoop. Ball is blocked by Ravage, picked up by Mothershed. Over to Nowicki. Nowicki fighting for the possession inside the key, and now the Pirates have to back out of the key. Reset the offense. Begs with the ball. Begs Rugamer. And now we're going to give it over to Nako's. Nako takes three. Misses. Nowicki on the rebound. Pass over to Mothershed. Mothershed shot from 6 feet out. Misses. Rebound, Nia Harthau. Now Begs Rugamer takes a three, and she misses. Ball goes out of bounds, and that's going to go over to the Terriers. Well, good sequence by the Pirates on the offensive rebound.
A lot of offensive rebounds, yeah. A lot of ball reversal.
Now, Lowen Thomas with the ball for the Terriers. Pass over to Ravage. Ravage goes to the hoop, misses the shot, and we're going to have the ball knocked out of bounds by the Pirates, and it will stay with the Terriers.
Nice seeing them try to run plays.
Yeah,
They weren't doing that early in the game.
Right.
Now they are.
That's the first play I've seen them run to Ravage, though, because she's got some height.
She does.
Yeah.
She does look athletic. She's just competitive.
Yeah, and I think she's maybe new to basketball a little bit. And now ball comes into low, and Thomas going to the hoop, misses, stands on the rebound for the Terriers, trying to find some space, but Elena Mothershed, Cronin, giving her nothing. And now she takes a shot, misses, rebound by Nowicki. Going to give it off to Nakos. Nakos is going to bring it in the front court, pass over to Nia Hart. Nia Hart was leaving her spot before she
she wanted to go to the hoop.
That's right. She was going right to the hoop. Why not? So Nakos working with the ball, going to give it back to Hart. Hart's going to take a three. Ball rims off, a rebound by Nowicki. Nowicki up off the glass.
Oh, yeah. One-handed.
Yeah. So Zoe Nowicki on the rebound and putback scores for the Pirates. 49-15 with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Lowen Thomas with the ball now. Knocked away by the Pirates and picked up by Elena Mothershed Cronin. Over to Nye Hart. Hart's going to bring it into front court. Quickly dribble up the floor. A little hesitation move. Gets a little separation. Takes a shot. Misses. Rebound by, I thought Zoe Nowicki may have had the rebound, but she loses the handle and out of bounds. So over to the Terriers. And now we get a full timeout taken by the Terriers. Again, maybe the coach feeling they a little another.
Tired. Yeah. In fact, I think that was your laugh right there.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Close to it.
Uh-huh. So it was 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Pirates up 49-15. And good night for the Vashon ladies here. Mm-hmm. As
get the high school band here now.
Oh, yeah, the band just came in. Nice.
Good crowd on both sides.
Yeah. Always fun to see a good crowd at the game.
Well, I think we have a lot of the community here tonight, John, to support your family for Sam's jersey that's being hung on the wall tonight.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, thank you. It is. It'll be a good night. Sam would love to be here.
Oh, well, there's a lot of his sweat still on the floor.
Yes, there is.
He'd worked his butt off.
So after the timeout, the Terriers will get the ball. 6:05 to go in the fourth. Lowen Thomas will inbound to Sands and gets it right back as the point guard will bring it up the floor. And now over to Jacobson for the Terriers. Jacobson trying to get some separation from Nia Hart, but Hart giving her no ground at all. Well, Lowen Thomas with it. over to Sands. And now ball knocked away by Nowicki. Ravage tries to get it. Ravage, as the ball goes out of bounds, loses the handle. He hits the out of bounds at the sideline and over to the Pirates. So, and Nacho's got a little bit early start. Before the referee could hand her the ball. So Stella with it. Oh, now Stella open lane to the hoop, up off the glass. Oh, too hard. Wrist off Ravage on the rebound for the Terriers. Off the low and Thomas. Thomas with a high dribble, but no call on the carry. So that's okay. Back to Sands, and now Lowen Thomas is going to take a long three. Misses everything. It's going to bounce out of bounds and go over to the Pirates.
Yeah, she's gotten tired.
Yeah.
She's had to do the...
Yeah.
She's had to carry the load tonight. She's tired.
She has. The Terriers, 15 points. I'll bet Thomas has 13 of them.
13 of them.
Yep. Yeah. And so Nia Hart with the ball takes a shot from 10 feet out, misses. Rebound, Ravage for the Terriers. Off to Thomas. Thomas is going to bring it up the floor, down low to Afrasiabi, and Afrasiabi going up off the glass and scores.
Kept the ball up high, didn't bring it down.
Yeah.
Stolen.
She's tall, too.
Yeah.
Tough to teach the tall kids is not to bring the ball down, and she did exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
Just keep it up over the defense.
Yep. Turn and shoot.
So, had a foul on the floor. That one against Afrasiabi. That is Sarah's fourth, that's her fifth team foul, so the Terriers are going to have to put in their one sub. Afrasiabi comes out, and we're going to get
Aiden
Hosier in.
Anybody else in foul trouble for them?
I don't know. I don't think so. They only have three team fouls this half, so I don't think so.
Okay. I'd hate to see them to finish the game with four.
Yeah, with four. Yeah. And now on the inbound play, stolen by Ravage, and Pirates got a little bit sloppy on that. Nobody was moving too quickly. Now, ball comes loose, but Nowicki picks it up for Vashon. Over to Beg, Blue Gamer. Grace is going to bring it into front court to set up the offense and give it over to Lauren Calhoun. Calhoun's going to take a three. Misses everything. Nowicki, though, is there to collect the ball on the backside. Going backside to Calhoun, but the Terrier defense cuts her off, and now Nia Hart takes a shot. Rims off, picked up by Ravage for the Terriers. And off to Lowen Cronin. It's Lowen Thomas. Down low in the short corner to Ravage. Ravage takes a shot, misses, and Nia Hart gets a rebound on the backside. There's a foul on the floor going against the Terriers. That's going against Katie Jacobson for the Terriers. Nia Hart will inbound on the sideline. Now we're going to get some subs in. Emily Harrington comes in for Nia Hart, and we get Emily Mothershed Cronin coming in for the Pirates, and number 15.
Yes.
We'll have to find out who that is. And sits down for Vashon. Now Beggs Rugamer takes the three, misses. Elena Mothershed on the rebound.
Oh,
she puts on the putback. She misses. Rebound.
That was going in.
I thought it was, too. It was bouncing around the rim. Finally came out and stands for the Terriers. Gets the rebound. Now Ravage with the ball over to Lowen Cronin, or Lowen Thomas. Check that. And back to Hosier. Terriers working with the ball a long ways from the hoop as there's under 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now high post to Sands. Sands turns towards the basket. Nothing there. The Pirates defense gives her nothing. Now Lowen Thomas takes a long three. Misses. And
we need to keep playing. Oh.
Yep. Missed
the whistle, not the buzzer.
Yeah. Missed the rim. And everybody kind of stopped for a moment as the buzzer on the 30-second shot clock timed out.
Terriers are trying to start their offense. Classically at half court. Bassam's not even really pressuring them all that much.
Right.
They're just tentative about going in.
Yeah. Now Lowen Thomas with the ball. Long pass over to Jacobson, but picked up by Sands for the Terriers. The Terriers are a little bit off balance in their offense right now as they try and reset things. Lowen Thomas with it.
Okay.
And inside to Ravage. Ravage with a good move to the hoop and can't complete it.
Yeah.
Gets her own rebound and gives it back to Sands. Sands takes a shot, misses everything, but picked up by Ravage. And now the ball comes loose, picked up by Emily Harrington for the Pirates. The freshman point guard quickly brings the ball up the floor. Get it off to Gracie Beggs Rugamer. Now over to Lauren Calhoun. Calhoun takes the three and misses everything and out of bounds.
I think it's one of those games tonight for the Pirates. Everybody's got the green light. To
take
the three
there. Just take it.
Yeah.
And so
pull that trigger. Get the ball. Let it go.
So, Terriers working with the ball now in front court. Rabich and Low and Thomas now down low to Rabich. Rabich turns the base of the hoop and keeps the ball up high and off the glass. Yeah, that was a nice play there.
You can see what they were trying to do, and they executed it well.
Yep, and Rabich scores for the Carriers. Now, got Madeline Yeomans taking a shot for Vashon out on the free. Misses. Rebound, Terriers. Now, Lowen Thomas with the ball, giving it back to Rabich, and she cuts down to the hoop. She takes a shot, misses. Picked up on the backside by Jacobson for the Terriers. Emily Harrington right on her, though, kind of frustrated. And finally, Jacobson able to give up the ball. Rabich there to save her. Now Rabich has a turnaround jumper. Misses everything. So the ball goes over to the Pirates. But Rabich got a little bit of confidence after that last shot. Yeah, so she's trying a little bit more. And now we're going to get Yeomans taking a three. Misses. Rebound, Lauren Calhoun. Over to Elaine and Mothership Cronin. EMC off the glass, misses, and a rebound but stands for the Terriers. We're going to have a foul on Nowicki for Vashon going after the rebound.
You know, I think in this situation where the score is still lopsided, John, I'd like to see the Pirates not come down and take the first shot available.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to see them come down and work the ball on something that they might need down the road in another game.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think you're right, Sandy. A little bit of maybe just working on some execution, moving the ball would be good. When you're up by 30 points, minute 25 to go in the game, Rabich with the ball now for the Terriers. Going to give it back to Lowen Thomas. Thomas over to Hosier. Terriers just kind of working the ball around, taking a little bit too much time in the offense, but they have some things to work on too. So now we get Sands taking a shot from the free throw line. Misses. Nowicki on the rebound for the Pirates. Going to give it off to Lauren Calhoun and quickly up the floor to Madeline Yeomans, taken away from Yeomans by Hosier. And now Lowen Thomas quickly up the floor as she was going to go coast to coast, but too many Pirates.
Yeah, one on four, and she was still going to go.
Yeah, she was pushing hard, but she does pick up on the foul on the floor going against Lauren Calhoun. Now, Carriers inbound with less than a minute to go in the game. Katie Jacobson with the ball, going to give it off to Hosier, but Pirates knock it out of bounds. And they will get another chance with 48 seconds to go. Now we have a timeout on the floor. I think that one was taken by Vashon.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So Zelda Porter probably wants to kind of reset her defense, I think.
Work on that end-of-game situation.
Yeah. Denying the shot. So, as we work down towards the end of this game, thanks again to the Voice of Vashon for bringing you all Pirate sports. And Voice of Vashon, they bring soccer and both boys and girls soccer, boys and girls basketball, done baseball in the past, a lot of football in the past.
What about wrestling?
Haven't done wrestling. I've offered to do wrestling many times. Understand the sport pretty well. Never a wrestler myself, but my nephews were. And so I watched a lot of wrestling. And I think it could be done and it could be fun. So maybe someday. We'll see.
Get it going.
Yeah. And now, after the timeout, Pirates are back on the floor. We're going to have Yeomans, Harrington, Nowicki, Calhoun, and number 15 for the Pirates.
I'm wondering if Coach Porter, during that timeout, set up something for their last offensive shot.
Maybe.
Something to practice on here.
Yeah. So Rabich will inbound. Gives it to Lowen Thomas. Thomas now into front court after receiving the pass in backcourt. Over to Hosier. And Hosier has the ball go through her hands and out of bounds. And so the Pirates with 40 seconds to go will have the ball. 30-second shot clock. So about 10 seconds differential between game and shot. Thomas with the ball over to Yeomans. Well, Yeomans almost wasn't looking for the pass. So Pirates working with it down low.
Yeah, we're working on something here.
Yeah.
Using the clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So down to 10 seconds on the shot clock.
Oh.
Calhoun with the ball back to Nowicki. Down low in the corner. Out
that's
to Yeomans. And now we're going to have a shot clock violation as time runs out.
That's okay, though, because you can see what they were trying to do. They were trying to use the clock, try to get their end-of-game situation going there. They just weren't aware of the shot clock.
Yeah. And so now with 8 seconds to go, the Terriers have the ball, bringing it to front court. And Sloan Thomas is going to take a long three, misses, rebound by Yeomans. The time's going to run out. The Pirates are going to have another victory.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah. Good game for the Lady Pirates. Big crowd to watch them play. You know, that's exciting for the kids.
It's a big deal. You know, a lot of times the girls' teams don't get the community support. So
right.
It's nice for the girls to experience this.
Yes. Yes, it is. And so, and, you know, I wish we'd get more, you know, people out here watching.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we will, but that's where the voice of Ashon helps, is they, you know.
You sit at home on the recliner.
That's right, yes. If you have a broken ankle and a boot on your leg, can't make it
you
to the game.
Have
to have somebody drive you everywhere, then maybe you can just stay and listen to the voice of Ashon and Pirate Sports.
There you go.
So, I think with that, everyone, the Lady Pirates won 49-15.
Yes.
Is that the final score?
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to have the boys coming up here. Things got behind. The Terriers got here a little bit late, so it's already 7 o'clock, and the boys game will probably start in about 20 minutes, everyone. So stay tuned for the Pirate boys team. I believe they're second in the league right now. 5-2 in league, maybe 7-2 overall, or 4-2 in league.
I'm not quite sure on that.
Yep. They lost the other night, I know, at Seattle Christian, which is unfortunately by a couple of points. Don't know what happened there, but when we come back on the air, maybe we'll get Kent Tooman, his son Julian, plays on the team. Find out what happened. And with that, folks, we're going to sign off for about the next 20 minutes here. And just remember, go Pirates!
Go Pirates!